Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guest is a Folk Fest regular. He's a musician and a mixing and recording engineer in from Gustavus, Alaska. Welcome, Justin Smith.
Hi there.
It's nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's Folk Fest week, the 45th annual. Mm-hmm. Justin, how many of these do you think you've been to?
Well, I'm counting my buttons on my strap here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I know I'm missing a couple buttons at least. So I think my first Folk Fest would have been 94.
All right.
And I have missed some, but I've made quite a few. I had some great times.
And do you have a set this year?
I do. Sunday, 7:15 p.m.
Okay. And you're partnering with us, KTOO Public Media, to do our red carpet concert videos on Friday. You're a partner. Thank you so much.
I thought that was next Friday.
That's this Friday?
Okay. Yes. Thank you. That's always a highlight. This will be the fourth year, and it's just an amazing thing to be part of. Really enjoy it.
Cool. Well, mm-hmm. we'll talk about those here in a few minutes. You said Sunday, right?
Sunday, 7:15.
Mm-hmm. Fun. And you're going to play us some live music here in a minute or two.
Sure.
Before we get to that, tell us about your gig in Gustavus. What do you do over there?
Well, these days I'm a stay-at-home parent. These last few years, I'm a merchant marine officer. I work as a mate or captain on research vessels, cargo ships, other things. But I've taken a few years off from that to stay home. And I'm going to be working on a boat in Glacier Bay for the Park Service this summer because I'm going to stick with this staying home thing now that I'm a family man.
Got it. And how about Rusty Recordings?
Rusty Recordings is me doing audio work, recording, mixing a little bit of mastering. It's something that I got into just to be able to record my own stuff. And, you know, I hadn't realized how far the technology had gone and what great results, what great sounds you can get at home these days. You know, I'd messed around with 4-track recorders and cassettes and things like that back, when I was a teenager and loved it. But, you know, it always sounded fairly amateur. But, these days, you can get sounds that you used to have to pay thousands of dollars a day to get in a studio in a big city. So I got into it and took a huge, deep dive into it, and I'm still – I haven't come up for air
You're one
yet.
Of those guys that makes your own microphones kind of sort of, right?
Yeah, I do. I've built a bunch of tube microphones and outboard processors, preamps, compressors, equalizers. I really like working with analog equipment. In a digital studio with a hybrid setup. It's called Rusty Recordings as a reference to my somewhat old school way of working with old gear. But I can't afford the real vintage gear, but you can build pretty close approximations using the original schematics and finding old parts, you know, old Stark tubes and old Neumann mic capsules and things like that. It was all just part of trying to make the sound better so the music would be better music.
Cool. Do you have availability right now if a musician wanted to work with you?
Yeah, I do. I tend to just sort of pick and choose the projects that I work on based on what, you know, opportunities come along because I'm busy with other things. But if there's somebody that would like to work with me on a project, I would really like to talk to them. It's rustyrecordings.com. I'm also on the phone list in Gustavus. I'm probably not too hard to look up.
You have a hard line, as I've heard them called, a hard telephone line?
I don't, but We still have, you know, a paper phone list that's printed by the Gustavus Inn every year, and I'm on there. It's in the white pages if such a thing still exists.
And a shout-out to our Gustavus listeners right now.
RustyRecordings.com is a great way to reach me.
All right. I think some people may also know you from the Cook County Blues Band. Is that right?
The Cook County Blues Band, yeah.
So you used to live in Juneau, right? Take us back and tell us a little bit about your musical history here in town.
Well, I got to town and it was December 1st of 1993. I spent my actual last dollar at Heritage Coffee that day on a cup of coffee. And people told me about the open mic at the Alaskan, so I went down my first Thursday in town, played a song on acoustic guitar, and I saw some guys playing on stage. There's a guy playing bass and a guy playing drums. And so I tracked them down the following week and asked them to come, you know, to the next week's Thursday jam night. And somebody told me that John Lager would lend me an amplifier. So I went over to Family Shoe Repair when he was downtown and like, sure, you can borrow an amplifier. And we all got up there and played some blues and wound up playing like the last hour and a half or something like that. And that was the genesis of the Cook County Blues Band with Doc Washington and Alan Wicks. Several people have gone through the band, and it kind of crystallized around Steve Nelson, Vern Fowler's on drums for many great years. Clay's been playing with us, Adrian Minnie, Fort James, Jim Griswold used to play harmonica with us. Wayne Norlin played sax with us for a while.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to the guitar, I learned today that was your first sort of experience with it in the classical style?
Well, I had the great fortune to get into an arts high school for starting my sophomore year of high school, and I studied classical there. I had to take a couple lessons for the audition, so I went to two lessons and approximated a piece from the Carcassi method. And I studied classical. I got into a jazz ensemble there that I really loved. And so, I had some training. I'm definitely not a classical musician by any stretch.
But I think when you play, we'll hear some of that technique in your right hand. Huh?
Yeah, I think my right hand technique was kind of first informed by that. You know, it's really stressed in classical guitar. I wouldn't say that the musical influences are classical.
How would you describe how you play now?
I came up with this thing for the Folk Festival program this year. I called it escapist acoustic guitar music because it's sort of like me, like still daydreaming like an 8-year-old, except now there's like a big movie score to go along with it in my head, and somehow it comes out of that. But, influences, I didn't really pursue like kind of the giants of instrumental acoustic guitar like Leo Kottke and Michael Hedges and these people. I think it's with me, it's much more from Jimmy Page, certainly on the acoustic guitar. That's where I first heard like there's so much power in the acoustic guitar, you know, and the drama, and it certainly comes out in Jimmy Page's work. And I couldn't tell you what the other influences are. Film music, all the music I've ever heard in my life. This thing I think I'll play in a moment is actually maybe a little informed by Philip Glass, who I've gotten into a lot in recent years.
Okay.
It's a stew. like most of my stuff, it doesn't have a title. There's a few I've been able to come up with titles for, but they have a certain meaning to me in my head, and I've never been able to pick a few words that that match that. But if I ever record it and put it on something, I'll have to come up with a name.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Justin Smith from Gustavus, Alaska. He's playing on Sunday night at the hall. Right? What time?
7:15.
7:15. Mm-hmm. And we have a tune right here.
Yeah, this is – well, it's a segment of a tune. I'm still writing it, but my tunes are also tend to be really long. So I'll play a part of it here before the news comes on at 4.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry for the clams in there. Still working on that one.
Thank you, Justin. If you're just tuning in, that's the music of Justin Smith. He's over from Gustavus. He's a musician, a mixing and recording engineer. He's in for the week, hanging out at Folk Fest, the 45th annual here in the capital city. Some people may also remember you as opening for Vusi Mahlasela in the fall.
What was that like over here
at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center?
Oh, that was such a gorgeous night of music, just unforgettable. Sound, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
He was such a powerful singer and presence.
It was amazing. And, yeah, I had the honor of opening up for him. And, it was an honor. It was a great time. It was great for me because I had about a week's notice that was going to happen, and I hadn't been practicing that much, and made me sort of get back in shape in a hurry for that. And I've just kind of stuck with it since then, so it sort of got me out of a little bit of a plateau getting ready for that show.
Got it.
Is always a great opportunity. Folk Fest is great for that too.
Yeah. What does Folk Fest mean for you? I think we counted up. You've been to over 10 of them.
Yeah. You know, the pieces that I write, sometimes I'll spend a year writing a piece, just as little bits of it come to me. And it gives me a deadline to wrap things up, to practice, to get my technique ready for the gig, and you know, all musicians just know how important all that can be to have a deadline to work to. Just seeing the just incredible talent that comes to town. And these days, especially with the red carpet concert production that we do, getting to record them. So that's not just hearing them, but then I take those tracks home and I work for hours on the songs and just get to appreciate it, you know, over and over again as I work up the mixes.
It's interesting to think about how the Alaska Folk Fest inspires us to make music, right? And not only is it an opportunity, but it inspires you, right?
Yeah. It's a gig, you know. It's something to get ready for, something to try to do your best at, something to get something really good ready for. I tend not to play cover tunes and things like that when I get a Folk Fest set. I usually want to play like the thing I'm working the hardest on at the moment. And
If there is somebody who's never been on the Alaska Folk Fest stage listening right now, but they're playing this year, what would be your advice to them, Justin?
If there was somebody.
Long question. If there was somebody who's never played before, but they're going to go up for their first time this year.
Everybody knows that, you have to practice for it, but when you get on stage, the sound is so different from how you practice, and if you're not used to hearing your instrument come back through monitors and stuff, it can be a little, jarring or, can be uncomfortable, and it's just over in such a flash, you know. It's very intense, and it's, you know, you'll forget what you meant to say and forget parts of your songs and stuff. That's all normal. So if that happens to you, don't feel bad. And I think when you're preparing for it, it's good to just, just sort of practice getting in the headspace of playing your music to yourself and just try and get into that space on stage so that you're not as distracted by the different sound and all the people and that sort of thing. But it's such an appreciative, generous, interested audience. It's sort of a dream come true when you come out to play original music, that there's hundreds of people that just are going to sit quietly and listen to your music. How often do you get that?
Every night at Centennial Hall here in downtown Juneau, 6:30, I guess, tonight and tomorrow. I don't know if it goes back to 7 on Thursday and Friday, and then during the day on Saturday night. Sunday day and Sunday night, and that's when you can see Justin Smith here playing. He'll be at 7:15 at Centennial Hall. And another place you can see Justin is at ktoo.org. If you go to the Juneau Afternoon page, I've actually uploaded. You have 4 videos, I think, from the Vusi show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, with a lot of help from Ryan Cortez and Scott Burton, who worked on those videos.
So we put those videos up. You can watch Justin play there as well at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. I think we're going to go out on Rolling Tune here. You want to set us up for this one?
Yeah. Well, I guess the history, as a sailor, I've been able to go all over the world. And I was actually working on a sailing ship for a long stint in the Pacific and was anchored in the main bay in Nuku'ahiva in the Marquesas, sitting on the deck box on a sunny day. And I started playing What's the Beginning of That Song. And I had a little dictaphone recorder I kept in my guitar case for moments like that. Now I just use my phone. But and I caught the first 5 seconds of that. And that's where it sat for years. And I would listen through the things I had on there. And that was idea 43 on my dictaphone. And I just always wanted to finish it. And so a few years ago, I just spent some concentrated time on it just at home in the summer. It's just got I call it rolling tune because it's just got that sort of circular jangling sort of acoustic guitar sound that I love. And there's different images that come into my mind when I play it, but it'd be hard to describe. That's the history of it, though. It's a happy song. It's about feeling good.
Justin Smith, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you 7:15 on the main stage on Sunday. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks for having me here.
Mm-hmm.